The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to WMTS, World Money Talk Station, at moneytalkstation.com. And as you know, we love to bring you very interesting products. You know that I'm a very big person that's into electronics, and I came across something a couple of months ago that was at my daughter's home, and I was asking her what they were, and she was telling me, "Dad, well, these extend the Wi-Fi in my home." And I said, "Well, show me how it works." And I was like, "Wow, this is pretty amazing." So I made contact with this great company that has what's called these Wi-Fi extenders. But not only do they have Wi-Fi extenders, they have a whole litany of items that we're going to talk about on the program today. I want to welcome in the Vice President of Marketing for LeGrand AV. LeGrandAV.com is the website you want to go to. Mike Grubb is joining me on our line right now. Mike, good day to you. How you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Good, Evan, and thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it very much. Wow. You know, I'm impressed with the P40, I have to tell you. It's I've been doing my homework on Wi-Fi extenders, and I've always wanted to get these in my home because there's certain places that I sit in my home where just simply the Wi-Fi is awful. It's terrible. Like if I want to go sit on my patio or if I want to go work out in the garage, my Wi-Fi signal is not all that great. But then all of a sudden when I got the P40 and installed it, it's like my house came alive.
It is. It is. You know, we've seen that out in the marketplace that there aren't that many reliable solutions for doing this type of, you know, function, extending the Wi-Fi. And this also fits some other specific needs as well. So not only can you extend the Wi-Fi, you know, in dead spots or in areas that you need to kind of expand that, whether it's to the back patio or to a room that isn't getting good coverage, but you can also use it, you know, for, you know, really popular door call systems like Ring. And sometimes, you know, it being on the outside of the house, it doesn't have a great Wi-Fi connection. So this is another great purpose for things like that.
Yeah, Jamie Siminoff has actually been a guest on this program many times talking about all his products. And that seems to be one of the number one problems that people do have is when they hook that video doorbell up, they don't get a strong Wi-Fi signal and therefore the signal just simply doesn't process. But now with your product, it kind of puts a little high octane in a gas tank that's only regular.
Right, right. Absolutely. You know, it's perfect for those types of applications. You know, whether you need to extend the Wi-Fi, it also has the ability to connect a device to it that you can't normally connect to with a hardwire connection. And then it allows for that hardwired connection that it connects to the rest of the system via Wi-Fi. So it extends, but also provides that hardwired connection.
Yeah, there's two different modes, folks, that you can run on this device on the P40. They have what's called the client mode, and they have what's called the repeater mode. Now, the repeater mode, of course, is what I'm utilizing in my home. That's where it takes your Wi-Fi signal from your router and sends it to the P40, which enables your P40 to be a hotspot, so to speak. And then you've got another Wi-Fi signal that's a little further in your house, which will make your computers much easier to connect to. Or like Mike was saying, you can use it in client mode, and then the P40 becomes an access point, a hardwired access point, where you can take a Cat5 cable and plug your computer into it, or any other device for that matter, such as a gaming device into your television or whatever it may be. But, you know, Mike, I don't even see why somebody would want to even use it in client mode when they can just simply use it in Wi-Fi all the way around.
Well, you know, things like a gaming system that may not be Wi-Fi ready or capable is definitely one of those reasons. You know, there are absolutely, we advocate for a wire whenever you can get a wire. So things like cameras, IP cameras, sometimes need a wired connection. especially with when you're working with a little bit more of a pro system camera, that you IP type camera that you want to be able to set up. And sometimes you can't get an Ethernet cable to that location. So that's a perfect application for this as well.
Folks, I want to disclose also, this is a publicly traded company, but we are not doing what is called a publicly traded sponsorship type interview. This type of interview is, we're talking about the products themselves. I have to make full disclosure on that. The website you want to go to is LegrandAV.com. That's Lima Echo Golf Romeo Alpha November Delta Alpha Victor at .com. That's the website you want to go to, LegrandAV.com. My special guest is the Vice President of Marketing, Mike Grubb. Mike, what do these usually retail for in the stores? They're very, very inexpensive, aren't they?
Well, that's a great point. So our primary way that we serve our customers is actually through the integrator channel. We will be having some of the products, including this one, up on BestBuy.com as available coming soon. But that'll be something that that customers can then go and get that product from a retail location. But typically, we service end users through our integrators, and that's how your daughter was helped with her system.
Ah, okay. So she bought it from somebody that's like a licensed, authorized dealer, so to speak. They did the install for her, and that's how she wound up with them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Gotcha. Do you have a pricing point for these items as of yet, what they're going to retail for?
If I remember off the top of my head, I think the P40 pricing is about $150. I think it's about $150.
Okay. You know, it's worth every penny, regardless of whether it's $150, $99, $199. It's worth every penny of it, to be very honest with you, because you're extending the signal in your home for your Wi-Fi with this P40. Now, what really impressed me, before I received the items, I called your tech support department, and I spoke to a gentleman there, and he was explaining to me how to hook these up. And you know, I'm the type of person that I like to talk to somebody when I'm doing it to make sure I'm doing every step of the way right. And I kind of broke format, so to speak, when I received these items from you in the mail. I hooked them up, and I want to say in less than 15 minutes, I had all three devices up and running.
They're terrific. I mean, it's real simple to be able to set these up. You actually just open up your, whether it's your phone or your computer, you see the SSID list, which is the list of names that you can log into wirelessly, and it'll actually show repeater setup. And you log into that, or you click on that, and then it actually takes you through a wizard. So it is really simple to be able to set up.
It really is, and I like the fact that also when you set these up, you can bring over your SSID from your current Wi-Fi network and keep everything uniform and keep it the same. And it will also ask you, in addition to the 2.4, if you want the 5.0 network also as well.
Absolutely, yep. And that's definitely one of the ways that you can do that. You can definitely set it up to repeat on either 2.4 or 5 gigahertz. And that, so it gives you the ability to choose which way you want to repeat that signal or on both.
Folks, if you want more information on this and any of the other things that this great company has, their website is LegrandAV.com, LegrandAV.com. is the website you want to go to. There's a plethora of information there. They have so many different items to talk about. I also want to have a conversation with you about some literature you sent me about an app that is proprietary to your company that actually measures the Wi-Fi signal in your home. Let's talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Sure. So the service that you're, or the piece that you're talking about is measuring Wi-Fi. And that's actually a piece that we came up with because we saw the need out in the marketplace that people don't really know how to measure Wi-Fi. So we came up with this basically white paper on and instructions on how to measure Wi-Fi in your own space, whether that's in your home or in your office. So you know that when you go to certain areas within your home, you can see the measurement within an app, and you can see what signal strength is being put out in that area.
What's very cool about this app, folks, it's very intuitive. It's very simple to use. It's iPhone and or Android friendly, and it's free to download from the App Store or the Google Play Store. You can do that. You just go in and you do a search for the app. I do believe it's called Airport Utility, correct?
Yeah, there's two different, there's a couple different apps that are within that document, and it may be good to, I don't know if you can put that up for your customers or your listening group to be able to see and download,
right.
But it's a general document that allows them to see which tools to use based on which platforms they operate on, and then also measure that Wi-Fi strength, even of their own system. It's not proprietary to Luxel,
right.
to our networks.
And the great part about it is it shows you the network that has the strongest signal first, and then it kind of works its way down, so to speak, so which is kind of a very, very nice feature. Again, very simple to use, very easy to use, and it even has a chart on here that gives you an illustration of somebody's residence where the different signal strengths are.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes it real simple for them to utilize.
Folks, we're up against a break right now. We have to take a short pause for the cause. When we return, the conversation will continue with the Vice President of Marketing for LeGrand AV. LeGrandAV.com is the website you want to go to. Mr. Mike Grubb is my very special guest in this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Epic Mesh System, which I'm still a little confused. I don't understand it all that much, but I know that Mike will educate me in regards to that. So, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, the conversation continues with Mike Grubb. We'll be right back.
At Ring, we take home security very seriously. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Over 1 million people now use the Ring Video Doorbell to help protect their homes. At Ring, we know that home security begins at the front door, but it doesn't end there. We thought, why not extend that same security to the rest of your home? Introducing the Ring Floodlight Cam. The Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera with two ultra-bright LED lights. Floodlight Cam's motion sensors immediately alert you on your phone when anyone steps onto your property. You can see and speak to them whether you're home or away. If you don't like what you see, you can activate the 110 decibel alarm on your floodlight cam right from your phone. At Ring, we believe we can be smarter about home security. The Ring Video Doorbell and Ring Floodlight Cam put security where you need it most. And Ring puts security in your hands so you can stop crime before it happens. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/100 and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/100.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-975-5115. 800-975-5115. That's 800-975-5115.
Think you know a lot about identity theft? Well, here's a quick quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. Well, that's false. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. That one, false, false, false. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-980-2870. That's 1-800-980-2870. Or visit LifeLock.com now. Use my promo code Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T, Hewitt, to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-980-2870. 1-800-980-2870.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program on any show on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. When you wake up, get caught up with MoneyTalkStation.com.
And welcome back to WMTS World Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. My very special guest in this segment is Mike Grubb. He is the Vice President of Marketing for Legrand AV, the website legrandav.com. And in the moments before the break, we were talking about the Wi-Fi extender, the wireless range extenders, the P40. And in this segment, I want to talk a little bit about the Epic Mesh system. If you could collaborate on that and tell us a little bit about what the Epic Mesh does and how a homeowner or a business can benefit from it.
Sure. The Epic Mesh system is a Wi-Fi mesh network, and what that means is they're products that connect to each other without having to have a Ethernet connection to each other, to like the typical or standard networking protocol, whether it's a router, an access point, those types of things.
Okay.
This allows for that Wi-Fi transmission of the one initial piece to broadcast in that area. And then as you add more pieces or more nodes within your home or business, it allows for those pieces to talk to the other pieces within the system. So it allows for the wireless transmission with connected devices, whether it's a mobile device or it's a camera or it's a laptop, whatever it's connected wirelessly, to communicate to that local node of the mesh system. And then that node communicates back to the main node or the router node.
So basically, the mesh takes the place of your current cable modem that has Wi-Fi built into it, correct?
You still need a modem, so okay. You can set the modem up into what's called a bridge mode to make it a bit more simple, and so you don't have any what's called IP conflicts. So you can set it up that way, but you still need the modem. But this may take place of your current router. So in those environments, sometimes even like you just mentioned, like the cable modem and router combination,
right,
don't necessarily cover the Wi-Fi of your entire home. So that's right. Kind of one of the things that, you know, maybe your daughter was able to do with an integrator, or you're able to do in your home with some of those dead spots, is cover that. Well, the nice thing about mesh is you can do a full network Wi-Fi network coverage without having to do those point-to-point connections with an Ethernet cable, but you can place them where you need to get that signal strength stronger, and you can do 2, 3, 4, whatever you need to do, up to 16 nodes.
So I would not need any P40s with the mesh system. The mesh system takes the place of the P40, correct?
Right, exactly. And so this will also have a greater performance. I'm sure you're experiencing a good performance with the P40.
Yes.
But this will also have a greater performance for Wi-Fi speeds and what's called throughput based on that Wi-Fi transmission and connected devices in your home.
So in other words, I would take the Ethernet output of my current modem that I have, I put it in bridge mode, mm-hmm. go to the input of the mesh unit, put them mm-hmm. right next to each other, and then the second mesh unit, which you would call the node, if I'm not mistaken, you mm-hmm. place that in a very central location in your home, and then that picks up the signal from the main node next to the modem, and then that distributes it through the house.
Right. Or in other words, instead of saying main node, that would be your router node. Right. So yeah, absolutely. You've got that concept down right. And it does, you know, allow for that greater transmission, like I was talking about, the higher throughput with, you know, especially when you get up to, you know, the gigabit services that are offered, you know, through the internet service providers, and how that translates into that Wi-Fi strength in that home, in that area.
Now, on the mesh system, would the nodes have their own SSID name, so to speak?
Yeah, what's nice about our system compared to some other DIY mesh systems out there, we actually offer up to 8 SSIDs. And the benefit for that, for those that don't really know, well, why do I need 8? Don't I just need 1 and a guest? Well, yes, you can get away with that. But the things that make it nice and to make it easier for your systems to communicate, and especially if you want to make a change to a password or an SSID, is that allows that freedom. So you can do, whether you have control systems or camera systems or door call systems, or even, you know, you want to put all your TVs on one SSID, you can do that and still have that remain connected, especially when you want to make a change, like I mentioned, to an SSID or a password. Then you don't have to go in and associate all other types of systems or reassociate those systems.
Now, what if somebody wants to use the current SSID that they have now on their Wi-Fi system in the current modem that they have? Can mm-hmm. they set up that same SSID on one of the nodes?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can set up the same SSID, and they can set up the same password if that's something that is easy for them. But then, like I mentioned, recommended, whether it's a guest network or more SSIDs that you set up for other systems and allow for those to communicate specifically on those.
I'm just thinking in terms of simplicity, because in our home, we have a lot of wireless connections to our main modem / Wi-Fi system. And mm-hmm. to have to add new SSIDs would mean we would have to go in, we would have to change all the SSIDs on all the devices, which can be a little tedious to do.
It can be. Yeah, it can be. And I think that, you know, for those that just have a simple need like that, it can actually be accomplished very easily and quickly. We have an app called the Easy Setup app, mm-hmm. you know, nicely named as well. But right. it's actually very easy and simple and quick to set up not only the Epic Mesh, but it'll also work with some of our other routers as well. So that way it's easy to get through that setup process, name your SSIDs, name your password, change the admin password. So it has a little bit more security rather than leaving that as an open admin.
You know, I wish we had more time to converse, because there's so many different items that your company offers on your website. You have routers, you have hubs, you have, you know, work group devices. It's literally endless. I guess the best thing to have people do is just simply go to your website, which is legrandav.com. legrandav.com is the website that you want to go to. You can click on the products tab and you'll see all the different things that they have. But in this segment, we featured the P40 and the Epic Mesh system. My very special guest has been the Vice President of Marketing, Mr. Mike Grubb. Mike, it's been a pleasure. I definitely want to have you back on soon to talk about some of the other things that your company does.
Evan, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Folks, we'll take a short pause for the cause, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.